And this hour, Stuart Swerdlow with us. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to talk with them a little bit more about electronic mind manipulation. That'll be next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Stuart Swerdlow with us. Stuart, electronic mind control or manipulation, how prevalent is it, and how do they do it?
Yeah, it is completely prevalent. Back in the 1980s, President Reagan was very happy to say that the entire planet was surrounded by satellites so that you can communicate from any point to any other point. But what he failed to mention was that these satellites were also transmitting mind control waves to the ground. And as I mentioned earlier, these are amplified by the cell phone towers. In addition, I also mentioned earlier that the utility companies, the electronic companies, overproduce electricity, dump the excess into the ground, and then that kind of filters into your homes and businesses and has carrier waves for the mind control and programming, so that your television, your microwave, any electrical device in your home is also used the same as a satellite would be used to transmit these mind control waves. Now, over the years, they have, the powers that be, have downloaded every word from every language on Earth, which has a frequency resonance. When your brainwave transmits the thought of that word, there's a specific frequency, and they can translate that frequency from your mind into a word. And vice versa, the word can be translated into a frequency in any language and transmitted back to you. So in effect, what you may think is your own thought is actually being transmitted to you from outside of you.
What's your take on the smart meters that are out there?
Well, that's all part of it, and that is to monitor what's going on in your house and also to transmit whatever waves they want to transmit into your house. And even the new television screens, the flat screens, also have a device in them that can monitor you at any time, even when it's turned off. Same like your microwave. Even when your microwave is turned off and unplugged, it is still transmitting ELF and microwave waves all through your home.
Stuart, you know, this mind manipulation that, seems to be getting stronger because of technology. What about in the old days? Remember subliminal programming? We'd hear so much about that. Have they forgotten about that? Does that happen anymore?
Well, it's all part of the same package. There are subliminal programming and movies and music on the radio. There's subliminals and the images that they show you on the internet. Yes, all of these things still exist. They've updated it, of course. The technology is even more improved. But what I find is going to be more manipulative are the staged events. You mentioned 9/11, which is, of course, a staged event. They're also planning to have a staged alien invasion, I think, in the next 2 years.
Is that the Project Bluebeam, right?
Well, that's part. Bluebeam is part of that, where they can transmit or create holographic images in the ionosphere that could look like UFOs, attacking aliens, even religious figures. This is old technology. It was tested in 1961 in Havana Harbor. U.S. Submarine surfaced off the coast and transmitted an image of the Blessed Virgin Mary over Havana in order to instigate the Communist Party in Cuba. So you can imagine six decades later the advancement of that technology. It's quite amazing.
Sure is. Are you still traveling around the country doing seminars and the like?
I've been traveling around the world. I just came back from South America, South Pacific, New Zealand, Australia, Korea. I just came back a few days ago, as a matter of fact.
And primarily, what are you trying to teach people? The healing end of it? The mind control end of it? What's the impetus here?
That, you know, each audience is different. Sometimes I'm invited to speak about alternative health, sometimes about the basics of hyperspace language, color therapy, archetype symbol tones, and sometimes I'm asked to speak about the global events or combination thereof. So really, it depends on the audience, what they're interested in, And I hopefully try to open up their minds so that they learn to discern what is part of the programming, what is coming from their own legitimate mind pattern, and how to reintegrate the fractured compartments of their core personality back into a whole personality. And that's really what I'm trying to get people to do.
You think most people believe that governments or agencies or this black ops program is trying to manipulate the mind?
I think most people do not believe that. I think they're so distracted by their finances, losing their homes, keeping their jobs, buying food, etc. They're so distracted by that, they really don't care who's doing what in the government.
They might be right. They don't care about
what's going on in their pocketbook.
Let's go to Rockaway Beach, New York. Laura's with us to get things started here. Hi, Laura. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Good morning. Thanks for letting me start things out. When I hear about all the extent of that they are going through to try to mind control us, you know, a lot of people, you know, it can sound overwhelming. Oh, they have these towers and the ovens are talking to us and yada, yada. But what it tells me is that we're pretty damn powerful. And they're going through a whole lot of hoopla to try to, you know, constantly try to keep us down. Because that's what, you know, it takes if we, you know, seize control of our inner strength. One thing that I had been thinking, that's probably why they're suppressing Falun Gong practitioners so badly. Is because, you know, maybe through doing that, they're tuning their bodies in a way that they can't be controlled as easily. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of, a lot of these things they're trying to use against us. Maybe we can flip it around and, you know, find a way to use it in our favor. For example, cell phone towers and things like that. They're taking our thoughts, our words, and super electrifying it, amplifying it, putting it out to the ether in a way that it can be retrieved. It sounds like kind of a version of the Montauk chair, putting, you know, thoughts, you know, in a hyper-electrified way, in a way that they were manifested. So, you know, let's, put out messages of love or whatever, talk, you know, get on the phone and talk about what your ideal society is, or, you know, use these airwaves, you know, in our favor, you know, the way George tries to do every night. So.
What do you think of that story?
I agree completely. She's quite right. The reason that the powers that they use mind control and programming is because they're afraid of humanity. We are extremely powerful. We can do anything and create anything, and so we are a threat to the control system. So, yeah, that's why they have to do that. And true, we need to project out more positive thinking, the unconditional love, eternal happiness, all of that. But before we can really manifest it, we need to release the negative side, the kind I mentioned earlier, abandonment issues, low self-worth, self-punishment, self-sabotage. We need to eliminate the junk first and then replace it with all the wonderful, powerful mind patterns that like unconditional love and eternal happiness, joy, peace, etc. So, you know, clean out the garbage first, and then let's fill up the space with good things.
Well, that's a good point, too. Now, when this is going on, is it primarily a shadow government that's doing it as opposed to the government?
Well, that was true years ago. But from my perspective, once Bush Sr. came into office, the shadow government became the public front government. And I think from that point on, they're one and the same. Just like in the Vatican, now we have the Jesuit Pope, who is part of the Black Pope, is now the public Pope. So when we see the secret side of control systems becoming the front, a public portion of it, then we know that they feel that they've accomplished their goals and they're going to intensify that. So these are clues for us when we see this happen. That we need to do our work internally.
Okay, let's go next to Gary, San Diego, California. Gary, welcome to the program. You are on with Stuart Swerdlow.
Thanks, George. Another great show with another amazing guest.
He's great. Thank you.
I just wanted to ask Stuart if he could maybe give me some advice. I've had Parkinson's for 5 years, and, of course, I'm on the carbidopa, levodopa stuff. And I was just wondering if he's got any advice for a non-pharmaceutical path I could follow, and anything else you might throw my way to give me some ideas, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing. What do you think of Parkinson's disease, Stuart, and things?
Yes, actually, if you can get into a hyperbaric chamber 30 minutes a couple times a week, that will improve the condition. I also would recommend at least 3,000 to 4,000 milligrams daily of omega-3s or 1 to 2 tablespoons of virgin organic coconut oil. And you would also need about 5,000 micrograms of B12, and that's just to start. There are also color therapies and imageries I would give you. I would suggest, if you're willing, to get a consultation, to contact my people, and we can arrange that for you. If I may, just email customersupport@expansions.com, and we will arrange that for you. There's a lot that can be done to help you.
And all this they can get through your website too, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Very good. You know, Stuart, a lot, like you were saying, you know, if you went out on the streets and said, hey, do you think you're being mind controlled? Do you think people are being manipulated? I agree with you. I think most people would say, no, what are you talking about? But there is that finite group of people, those people, for example, who listen to this program, who are in the know on what's going on. Those are the people who I think will be your vocal people, your champions, to go out and start trying to change this before it gets out of hand, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I just feel that we need to get the message out to more people. The good news, George, is I do travel, like I say, extensively around the world, and I do see, unfortunately, in other countries, not so much the U.S., more countries like in Australia, Iceland, Germany, people are becoming a little more suspicious of what's going on. They realize something isn't right. They may not know what it is, but they are willing to listen to other ideas.
Okay, we go next to Dallas, Texas, where it's freezing. Lawrence, welcome to the show. Do you got your coat on there, Lawrence?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a little chilly, definitely. Sure. Well, anyway, George, great guest. Thank you, Mr. Swerdlow, for bringing the message that helps people heal from, you know, these unwanted influences. I just wanted to say, it seems your methods and means are all intrinsically natural, you know, and I just wondered if you've ever heard of the recapitulation technique.
No, I have not heard of that one.
What is that, Bill?
Okay. Well, it's just a technique that came out of the kind of Carlos Castaneda group, and it, you know, uses breathing and what have you to pull back the energy that's been unfortunately dedicated to prior traumas and such, and can then once you've brought the energy back to yourself, it will automatically go back to where it was before, and, you know, hidden memories can resurface, and things broken can be more easily mended, etc. Anyway, well, that was just my my curiosity, okay. But otherwise, all the things that you've been saying make sense to me, in a general sense, at least.
Great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, in addition to the breathing, people don't breathe properly. People need to breathe slowly in through the nostrils, hold a few seconds, and slowly out through the mouth. And if you do this in a sea salt bath, the salt air is a great oxygenator for the brain and the rest of the body, and that really helps you do your mental work and release work. So I do agree, breathing is important.
Stuart, when you were being mind controlled, did they break you? Did they almost break you? And I don't mean financially, but I mean mentally.
Well, it broke me in all ways. And yes, that's part of the programming process to fracture the mind pattern through trauma. And that's done through psychic driving, where they, for example, on one eye, they would transmit an image of a flower, and in the other eye, simultaneously, an image of a puppy being ripped apart and killed. They'd put the soft music on one side and loud, aggressive music on the other side, you know, at the same time. Days of starvation, days of food, days of sleep deprivation, days of total sleep. Complete opposites fracture the mind. Once the mind is fractured, the programming can be entered. So that is called psychic driving. It was developed by the Nazis and brought to this country in the late 1940s, where it was developed further. And now it's quite a science.
Did you ever see anybody just break down?
Absolutely, I did. Most people in the beginning, especially in Montauk Project, I estimated there were, in the 13 years, close to 300,000 people that were used, and of that amount, less than 1% survived.
Survived or got through the program?
Survived to live.
Oh, my
Less
God.
Than 1%. And of that 1%, less than 1% that survived, very few are able to function in society.
How many countries are doing this?
Most of the major countries are doing it. U.S., Britain, Germany, Russia, China, Japan. Then there are minor experiments in places like Australia, South Africa, Brazil, etc. But yes, most of the industrial countries are involved in this.
I mean, do you look over your shoulder sometimes, Stuart? Because, I mean, you're saying some things that I'm not sure they want to hear.
Well, you know, people say that to me all the time. Why are you still alive? It's like they're disappointed I'm still living. Well, you know, my life is pretty difficult, and I'm attacked most of the time. However, if they were to do away with me, that would kind of prove my point, wouldn't it? Also, you have to remember that out of the 7.3 billion people in the world, how many are listening to what I say? You know, to the Illuminati, it's almost a joke of how many people listen to what I say.
Well, that's true. Unless it's the show, of course, that's probably about 10 billion.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful.
If it was 10 billion, we've got some of the people in the universe listening, too.
I think so.
But you never know, Stuart. Look, when you were writing your books, you know, Healer's Handbook, Blue Blood, Hyperspace, you had a message. You had a specific message you wanted people to understand, like with Blue Blood. What were you trying to tell them?
Basically, I'm trying to tell people not to be victims. Human beings, as a species, have a victimization mentality, and that attracts tyrants and oppressors. So if we were to eliminate the victimization mentality, the oppressors would have to go away because they could not be reflected by us. So I'm teaching, hopefully, empowerment through awareness, self-healing, surpassing experience, this kind of thing, becoming aware of your totality in the God mind. Once we do this, we cannot have such terrible experiences again.
All right, Stuart, we're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM, and we are going to take final phone calls with you. Stuart Swerdlow has been our guest, so we'll wrap things up with him when we come back, and we will take your calls. Here we go. And welcome back to Coast AM. Well, last week, our JFK special on our television show, Beyond Belief, one of the highest watched programs on Guyam Television. And this week, of course, Dr. Peter Breggin joins us talking about the just incredible things about the mind and why people do what they do. And you just want to watch the show, and you can. 10 days free, so take advantage of that. And you can go back and watch all the past ones. Just go to the website, beyondbelief.com. Welcome back to Coast, Stuart Swerdlow with us, our final segment as we take your phone calls here, dealing with just all kinds of things, dealing with the power of the mind and psychic tales and healing as well. What is your favorite type of work that you do, Stuart? Is it the empowerment of the mind? Is it the healing? What is it?
Well, good question. I do enjoy all of it, but my favorite thing would be the alternative healing, because it helps people in every situation, makes them feel better, and once you feel better, you can work on the mind and the personality and comfort. So I think I really do love to help people with their alternative healing process.
And when you see your success, it's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, you know, because I believe that everyone is a reflection of myself. We each reflect each other. So as we help others, we help ourselves.
With mind control, have you had someone come to you that was just so distraught, just, you know, was just at wit's end, and you were able to help them?
Yes, of course. This happens all the time. I deal with very severe cases, and you have to treat each person individually. You can't use general techniques and protocols. I tailor what I do to the individual for what they need specifically. But you know, George, there are also times when people come for help and ultimately they really don't want the help. They're just going through the motions, as they say, and ultimately they have to do it themselves.
If they don't want that help, yeah, and they've got to do it themselves because that's the way to do it. But, I mean, you are a facilitator. That helps, doesn't it?
Yes. But, you know, I find that there are some people out there who have such a low self-worth, they believe nothing will help them, and they sabotage the help. So that even, you know, it's kind of like you see a starving person and you give them wonderful food, and then they just throw it in the garbage. They accept the food, but they don't use it. And it's the same thing with energy work and deprogramming. People sometimes say they want help, but deep down, they enjoy their misery. And so they have to get to the point when they release that and they're willing to move forward. And sometimes that's not always possible in the beginning.
Have you literally seen somebody go insane because they've been manipulated?
Oh, definitely have seen people you'd consider them completely out of their minds. I see this quite frequently, and the sad thing is that they are so over-medicated by the system that there's not much you can do until they get off of that.
Okay, let's go back to the calls here and the final moments that we have with Stuart Swerdlow. First-time caller, Jerry in St. Louis. Hey, Jerry, it's cold out here.
Yes, it is.
Good to have you with us. Go ahead, Jer.
Yeah, I got a neuropathy in my feet real bad, and I don't have diabetes. I wonder if you had any ideas.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get that first part. What do you have on the feet?
Neuropathy.
Oh, yeah, neuropathy. This is what you're going to do. Go get some organic castor oil, and every night rub your feet completely in the organic castor oil after you take a sea salt bath. Then cover the organic castor oil on your feet with white socks and just go to bed and let it soak in. Do this every single day, and after a couple of days and even a week or so, you're going to see a great improvement in your feet.
Sure, you're like the modern-day Edgar Cayce, aren't you?
Well, I think I'm better looking than him.
But, I mean, he would recommend things like that.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of what he said is quite valid and is still valid.
When you make these recommendations, is it based on the intuitiveness or study? I mean, because...
Both.
Okay.
It's both. You know, when I get a phone call like this, and I don't have the person's frequency, usually I ask for a full birth name and birth date to get the connection. When I don't have that, I have to go by my intuition and knowing what to do with that particular situation. When the person is talking to me privately in a consultation, I go into much more detail because then I can look at the mind pattern that caused the issue in the first place.
Let's go to Carson, California. Carlos's turn here. Carlos, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, George and Stuart.
Hi.
Stuart, based on the literature I've read on mind control, they make a pretty good convincing case that quite a few of the serial killers, like Sirhan Sirhan, the Son of Sam, Richard Ramirez, Ted Bundy, Charles Manson, and some of the killers from this year over in Aurora, Texas, were all under mind control. And some of them belong to the same church, the Church of the Final Process, from which they allegedly the CIA recruited some of them. But my question is, what about all these returning vets that are committing suicide? My hunch is that they're also under mind control. And a very quick second question, what's good for the prostate?
Yeah, okay. Carlos, you're absolutely right. Most, if not all, of the serial killers in the last few decades are mind-controlled, and they have stalker programming, vigilante programming, assassin programming, and it is very often part of New World religion and a sacrifice ritual programming. And I talk about that in my 13Q book and True Reality of Sexuality book, so you might want to look about that. And many of these soldiers are what we call a super soldier programming, Superman programming, and they are also trained as assassins, and sometimes they get programming overload, and then the programming functions just go haywire, and they commit these crimes. So, yes, you're absolutely right with that. For your prostate, you should take 200 micrograms of selenium daily. You also should take about 300 milligrams of saw palmetto herb and about 600 milligrams of pumpkin seed oil. And use a visualization of pale orange in and around the prostate gland every day, and that will revitalize it. And, of course, the prostate in men is about the creative mind pattern. So if you have a problem, you should look at where do I feel my creative abilities are being rejected or suppressed, and that will affect the prostate. So you want to get rid of that mind pattern.
And I've got to tell you, Stuart, you know your supplements. I mean, this is something I have studied historically all my life, and you're spot on with this. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you, George. I appreciate that.
Let's go next to Laura in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Laura. Go ahead.
Hi, Stuart.
Hi.
Hi. I was hoping I could get some advice from you. I've been having trouble with anxiety, depression, suicidal tendencies, and thoughts for about 5 years. What is going on? I don't like it.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you something, Laura. That I would have to look at your childhood issues and what's going on. You might, again, want to contact customer support at expansions.com, make an appointment. Meanwhile, for your anxiety, please put yourself in a pale pink color and then surround that with brown for grounding. It will stop any suicidal tendencies. And in fact, you should see the word suicide in brown block letters at your pineal gland and put a big brown X through it, erase it, and then put a long life and happiness in its place. And you can do this until if we speak together and I can talk to you more about what the issues that caused this and how to release it. You should read my Hyperspace Helper book, do the Golden Altar release work, do the Child Within, and do Oversoul work. And I promise you, if you do those three exercises every single day, you'll get rid of this issue very quickly.
It is a process of just really changing your mindset, isn't it?
Absolutely, because the thoughts create everything in your environment, in your body. Thoughts are things, and they create everything.
If the brain gets damaged, can you still help someone? Because I would assume if the brain gets damaged, all kinds of strange things could happen.
Yeah, you know, I know that everything is reversible. Everything can be healed. It's simply a question of getting the right protocols and getting the right information. But there's nothing that happens that can't be corrected.
All right, let's go back to the calls we go. We'll go to John in Knights Landing, California. Hi, John. Go ahead.
George, with us? Stuart, yeah. It's such an honor to talk to you.
Glad you got
here.
Thank you.
I was. You touched on so many points that I could just talk to you all night about, but I really resonate with the idea of using these naturally occurring compounds to heal our bodies as opposed to going to some doctor and taking these things that are engineered in laboratories.
Yes.
And also, you were talking about mind control. There was, I did a little study of the history of the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, who seemed to have been brainwashed by his professors at Harvard. using the same kind of techniques that they might have employed in MK Ultra.
Yeah, yeah. The major universities do employ mind control and programming techniques. Harvard is a known base of that, so is Yale. And there are many universities across the U.S. and the world that use mind control on their students and create individuals for further use. Yes, and it is also interesting that ultimately all of these mind-controlled individuals, like the Unabomber and many of these other serial killers, they ultimately are killed or commit suicide, and no further information is available about them. And that's also done on purpose. The suicide programming kicks in at a certain point so that no further information can be gotten from those individuals.
Stuart, what would you say about the state of the mind, those minds that can get control? Whether it's electronically or through different efforts, what about that mind specifically? Is it a weak mind?
The mind that allows the mind control to come in?
Yes.
Yes, and that, again, goes back to my point about victimization mentality, which unfortunately the human species is born with. It's programmed genetically, and that's a whole other topic of conversation. We are born with the capability to be programmed and mind control, and that was genetically engineered eons ago by those who started to create this society on this world. So, unfortunately, humans have this genetically, and they need to work on that on a daily basis and remove this from the mind pattern.
Isn't it mind control when you go into a store and they hit you with all kinds of things? They're playing certain kinds of music, you know, special kinds of lights here and there. Isn't that mind control?
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but even the logos on some of the products, the logos on the stores, the colors that they use in their designs, all of this is part of the mind control system.
So who would be the person that the stores, for example, Stuart, would go to develop those kinds of programs and aspects within their stores? Is what kind of degree would you have? I mean, there's no degree in mind control, so who does that?
Well, it filters down from the government and certain departments in the military that filter down to the corporations and to the advertising corporations and marketing services and media that all use the same information. Of course, they don't label it as mind control and programming, but it's all packaged in the same way for global consumption, so that there's no other source of the information to use except what's given down by the higher powers.
I remember when I was running some television stations and I wanted my anchor people to look, you know, forceful and, you know, knowledgeable and everything else. So I read the book, Dress for Success. You remember that one? And
yes, it
told you basically the kind of colors to wear, what to avoid. And it said, you know, stay away from green because people don't trust you in green. You're not an authoritative person in green. Stay away from plaids. There was only one person that I remember in the history of broadcasting who ever wore a plaid coat, and that was Hayward Hale Bruhn. He was a sportscaster. Other than that, I told all my anchor people, you don't do this, don't wear this, don't do this. And you know what? We zoomed in the ratings. And I don't think it was just because of the clothes, but the perception of people on certain things is absolutely huge, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when you walk into a room and you see someone wearing fiery red and someone wearing a softer pale color, who are you going to gravitate towards? You're going to gravitate towards the one that makes you feel comfortable. The red will make you feel aggressive and angry, so you stay away from that person. And that's basically, when you know color codes, that's what it's all about. And it can be used for a positive outcome or a negative outcome, depending on what the individual wants.
Let's go to Mike in Grover, North Carolina. Mike, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, George and Stuart.
Hi there.
Haven't called in a while, but I just wanted to touch on two issues here that I was thinking. You were talking about how they could look through the televisions on these new flat screen TVs, even if they're off, and may not have time to explain it completely, but I was just basically wanting to know a little bit about that. And then the issues that you were talking about with these kids that are going off and shooting the people, and you know, all this stuff didn't start happening until our government started talking about all this gun control. And all of a sudden you have massive waves of people, teenagers or people in the college levels going out and doing all these things. And that last one that opened fire, it wasn't an AR-15. It was like, a shotgun. And he kept saying that he worked on government equipment. And he started hearing all these things in his head. He was hearing all these vibrations and different pitches of sounds. And I just find it unique that all this stuff had started happening right when the government was trying to push this gun control.
All right, let's get your reaction, Stuart, because we've only got a minute left for you.
Yeah, I agree. And the best way to remove guns from the public is to shoot children and innocent people and make people afraid of guns. And so, yes, they create these artificially or staged events to hurt people so that people agree that guns should be taken away from the public. And that's what Hitler tried to do back in World War II, and we see that being accomplished here now. So yes, I absolutely agree. These are programmed individuals who are set up to do this so that the public wants the guns removed.
Stuart, give out your email address to those who would like to email you.
Yes, to contact me, go to customersupport@expansions.com. You can also call 269-519-8036, and we will help you with whatever issues you have. And, of course, go to expansions.com for all of your news and information, and I explain the world to you.
You got it. Stuart, thanks so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it. Been way too long, 6 years. Wow. Up next, Howard Bloom joins us, the thinker. We're going to talk about why people have simply lost confidence in just about everything. We'll be back.